A surreal humor icon has left the stage. Firesign Theater member Phil Austin died Friday. He lived on Fox Island and visited the KPLU studios several times in recent years. In this 2010 interview with Phil and fellow Firesign member David Osman, Phil talked about his most famous alter ego, Detective Nick Danger.
I'm sitting in a radio studio just south of Tacoma, Washington, wondering what the hell I was doing that morning. The rain was coming down like, well, you know, rain.
Well, you know, I was going to play an audio excerpt of Nick Danger, but why am I going to do that? I have Nick Danger in the studio.
He's right here. I do not have the hat, however. He's, the guy's nothing without his hat, and he's called Nick Danger Third Eye for a reason. He has an actual third eye, and that's why you wear the fedora, so people don't have to actually look into it. The hat covers it. Mm-hmm. Nick Danger was a character. He's based in a way more on a radio show called Johnny Dollar, which was the last of the kind of noir detective radio series that was still on the air in the 50s.
And a comedy.
And, yes. And we, working in Los Angeles in the late 60s, when there was a revival of the works of Humphrey Bogart and kind of that black and white world of the 40s, we wanted to invent our own noir detective, and we did, and he's called Nick Danger. He has a cast of characters which involve a Peter Lorre-like Rocky Rococo character. David plays one of the arch-villains, which is a butler named Catherwood. And also, David, would you do your Dwight Weiss voice here for a minute?
Yes, this would be my basic announcer voice that I've practiced over long years, having started at the Columbia School of Broadcasting many moons ago now, Phil.
Yes, and he has one hand over one ear. You can't see it on the air. And Peter Bergman plays Lieutenant Al Bradshaw, who's Peter's not here, but I'll do his line for him. Shut up! And we fashioned a surreal, odd world out of what seemed to be very stock, standard American stereotypes. And they continue to be very popular to this day.
In this 2011 interview, marking the 40th anniversary of the Firesign Theater album, I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus, Phil told me he was the bozo on the bus.
The Bozos are the Brotherhood of Zips and Others. They're an actual fraternal organization that happens to wear big flappy shoes and have noses that go honk, honk. The chief one is named Barney, played by me. I would like to point out who talks like this is just the usual kind of dumb boyish guy, and he's just a heck of a guy and believes absolutely everything that's presented to him. And that is, I think, one of our more charming and likable things that we've ever done is pulling these bozos out of our hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. Here.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. Yeah. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Wow.
I got to ask about the squeaky noises there because they just sound so perfect. What were you guys using?
It's little rubber squeakers. Proctor carries them around to this day. He can't be stopped. He could never be stopped. In all our many radio shows and everything, that sound appears constantly. It is. And then when we're doing Nick Danger, pickle is a big part of that. For some odd reason, Rocky Rococo, the villain, carries pickles around with him, and they all squeak too, it turns out. So it's just, I cannot get away from that sound.
Firesign Theater member Phil Austin, also known as Nick Danger, died Friday at his home on Fox Island. Firesign member Phil Proctor said Austin had been battling various forms of cancer. He was 74 years old and a friend to many of us here at KPLU. I'm Dave Meyer.